Mallorca and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, Nick Reiner's lawyers urged against rushing to judgment as he appears in court charged with murdering his parents, including Hollywood director Rob Reiner. He and his wife Michelle were found dead at home in LA on Sunday. Our US correspondent Martha Kellner was at today's hearing.
Nick Reiner was wearing jeans. He appeared to be wearing some form of suicide prevention vest. So this is implemented to prevent people in custody doing damage to themselves. He was also shackled at the wrist, and I believe he was also shackled at his ankles.
He's next due in court on the 7th of January. The UK's chief rabbis welcomed a decision by two police forces to toughen enforcement against a controversial chant. The Met Commissioner says the context has changed following an anti-Semitic terror attack in Australia on Sunday. Health bosses warn the impact of resident doctor strikes in England could be felt into January and beyond as their five-day walkout begins. The British Medical Association wants guarantees over training and higher wages. While some approaching a picket line in central London questioned who would pay for the rise, others tooted their horns in support.
Do it today! Fix our jobs! Fix our pay!
Sir Keir Starmer has called the action irresponsible. The Foreign Secretary says Russian businessman Roman Abramovich has a few months to hand over more than £2 billion or the government will take him to court. The ex-Chelsea owner is being pressured to give the frozen assets to Ukraine. Macclesfield FC's Ethan McLeod's died driving back from a game. He crashed into a barrier on the M1 last night. And an overall prize pot of £545 million has been announced for next summer's World Cup in the USA, Canada and Mexico. It's a 50% increase on the 2022 offering. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Classic hits. The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
Well, apologies up front from me. I've got a bit of the flu, but although my voice might give out, the music will still keep coming.
I'm Red Kite Radio, where you'll hear different songs every day.
Welcome to tonight's 80s Rewind here on your Red Kite Radio. I'm Simon Jobling, as I mentioned, and I won't go on about it, I promise. A touch of flu, so the voice could be a bit dodgy in places, but let's keep going anyway, shall we? I've got 2 hours of great music coming up from the 1980s and some information about the tracks and the artists that we're going to hear along the way. And first up in tonight's show was Katrina and the Waves and Walking on Sunshine, which was written by a guy called Kim Rue, who was the band's guitarist. And he would also write the Eurovision winner for Katrina and the Waves, Love Shine a Light, in 1997. Now, initially, this track was really not liked by the band, especially by Katrina herself, who thought it just didn't suit the band. Well, Kim carried on without worrying too much about that, and very generously and unusually, he shared the writing royalties for this track with all the band, which, as the song turned out to be one of EMI's biggest earners ever from TV adverts, was a very generous move by him. Well, it was a worldwide hit and a number eight here in 1985. And then just now we heard Belinda Carlisle and Leave a Light On, which was co-written by the US producer and writer Rick Knowles, who has no less than 90 hit singles to his name and estimated record sales of over 250 million records. Well, Belinda, as you may well know, had been lead singer in the all-girl group The Go-Go's, but after they broke up in 1985, she'd have an even more successful career as a solo singer. She had seven top 10 hits here in the UK, including the number one debut solo single, Heaven is a Place on Earth. Well, this track, Leave a Light On, well, it was a number four in 1989. But now time for more music, and next up we've got Eddie Grant and Electric Avenue. Now this was written by Eddie about the road of the same name in Brixton, where he was living. And it's called Electric Avenue because it was the first street market in Britain to be lit by electricity. Well, Eddie was quite horrified by what had happened during the Brixton riots in 1981, and he wrote this track in response to those events. It ended up being nominated for a Grammy Award and was only beaten by Jacko's Billie Jean, and it was a number two on both sides of the Atlantic in 1983.
Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Hey, we're gonna Strict Avenue.
Oh, yeah. Rock it in the daytime.
Electric Avenue.
Rock it in the night. Take it higher.
Electric Avenue.
Rock it in Miami, Miami.
Electric Avenue.
Oh,
classic 80s hits.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling
on Red Kite Radio.
Thank you.
Madonna there on your Red Kite Radio with Live to Tell, which I have to say is probably one of my favourite 80s Madonna tracks. Came from the True Blue album, and it was featured in the crime drama At Close Range. Well, the song was originally an instrumental for another film, but Paramount ended up rejecting it for that film. Madge picked it up, she wrote the lyrics for it, and it's now seen as one of her finest ballads. It was a US chart topper, kept off the top here only by George Michael in 1986 with A Different Corner. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with Jonah Louie and Stop the Cavalry. Probably one of the better-known 80s Christmas songs that was never ever meant to be a Christmas song, but was an anti-war song. And it was written by Jonah on his grandma's piano, no less. And he did enlist the Salvation Army to play the main melody on the recording of the track. And it only really became a Christmas song because the record company, when they heard the early demo, they heard the line, "Wish I was at home for Christmas," and decided to exploit that. And they added the tubular bells to it to give it a Christmas feel. And, well, it could be said that Jonah was pretty unlucky, really, because he was only kept off the top of our chart in 1980 by two John Lennon tracks at number one and number two. And that was following the tragic murder of John in early December.
Red Kite Radio.
Make my house warmer. Is your home losing heat faster than you can say brr? Stay warm and save cash with our expert house insulation service. Make My House Warmer provides a fast and friendly service to make your home more energy efficient. Whether it's your attic or your walls, we've got you covered. Don't let heat escape. Keep the warmth inside and the costs outside. It's easier than you think. Insulate today, save tomorrow with Make My House Warmer. To find out more, go to makemyhousewarmer.co.uk.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, we have everything you need for your garden all year round. And at this time of year, we can supply you with the tools to keep your garden looking great. Come to us for your lawn rakes and brooms, and we've incinerators and compost bins for when you've tidied up. And at Haddenham Garden Centre, we've a good selection of winter flowering pansies and heathers in stock. And don't forget to pick up your new season seeds. The days may be short, but at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're never short of ideas to help you make the most of your garden.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, family owned since 1978.
For Tame, Haddenham and Cuddington.
Red Kite Radio.
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Every night down throughout these centuries, that is when I say, oh yes, yet again, can you stop the cavalry? Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Wish I was at home for Christmas. Bang, that's another bomb on another town while the Tsar and Jim have tea. If I get home, lift up, tell the tale, I'll run for all presidencies. If I get elected, I will stop the cavalry. Wish I was at home for Christmas. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Mary Bradley waits at home. She's been waiting 2 years long. Wish I was at home for Christmas.
Red Kite Radio.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Johnny Mathis there with The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, which is a track written in 1963 and originally sung back then by another great US crooner, Andy Williams. But here it was covered by Mathis, who, well, I always find it slightly surprising. He is one of the best-selling artists, top five, in fact, of all time, with over 350 million record sales. Now, there is, of course, a lot going on this week all around the Red Kite region, but the Community Christmas Tame is now in its 14th year, and it will be providing a lunch on Christmas Day for isolated and vulnerable residents in the Tame area. Guests will enjoy a full Christmas lunch plus pudding with some entertainment, and that runs from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. on Christmas Day. Now, the organisers say they've got a full complement of volunteers already, but they're still looking for donations and they're also looking for guests for the meal too. Now, if you'd like more information, you just need to go to communitychristmastame.org.uk. But now we're going to hear the Fine Young Cannibals and Good Thing. And here's a bit of a surprising fact about these guys too, because I always think of them as a pretty British band, really. Well, it turns out they were more successful in America than they were here in the UK, because they ended up with two chart-topping hits over there. She Drives Me Crazy was one, and this track was the other one. Now, they did have 5 top 10 hits here, but none of them went higher than number 5, with this one, Good Thing, making number 7 in 1989.
The
80s Rewind with Simon Jobling on Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Duran Duran there, of course, and Save a Prayer, which is definitely one of my favourite Duran tracks. Written by the band, and this had a pretty memorable video with it. It wasn't the one Rio, which was on the yacht that everyone remembers, but this one was filmed in Sri Lanka and around temples and showing kids playing on beaches and stuff like that. But it wasn't without incident, the video, because Andy Taylor, when he was, shall we say, slightly worse for wear, ended up falling into the sea, swallowed some water, and contracted a tropical virus and was hospitalised during the video. Well, this would be their highest placed single at the time of release. It got to number two in 1982. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we'll be hearing Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters, which was the theme tune, of course, to the huge 1984 film, written by Parker himself. But it was subject to a legal challenge from Huey Lewis, no less, who claimed it was a rip-off of one of his songs. Well, there ended up being a court settlement, but that didn't stop the track going to number one in the US. But he is the second artist in tonight's show who was kept off the top by George Michael. And in this case, it was in 1984, and it was by Michael's Careless Whisper.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Leave the silent nights to the carolers this Christmas. Ask Specsavers team about our hearing services today at our store on the High Street or phone team 394 765. That's 394 765.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
Join me for the biggest little show here on Red Kite Radio. Yes, Saturday Lunchbox may be just 1 hour long, but it's a shopping bag filled with goodies for the whole family. Music from all the decades and genres, event information and the highlight of the show, Kitchen Corner with a recipe every week that's sure to tickle your taste buds. Join me, Heather Jan Brand, from 12 noon through to 1pm on Saturdays on 107.2, your Red Kite Radio community station.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ilmer.
Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Princess Risborough.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
seconds.
Radio.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with.
Might be a rocking little Christmas number that you haven't heard before, because I don't think I have. It was the Ramones and Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. Now, the band was formed in 1974 by Joey Ramone, who was really one of the leaders of the US and the New York, in particular, punk movement. The band performed over 2,000 concerts in the 22 years they were together, because they were virtually on the road all the time. Well, this was a B-side to a 1987 single they did called I Wanna Live, but that one didn't chart here in the UK. Now, we're approaching the 8 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but do stick with me for our tour of the show, because as long as my voice lasts, we'll be hearing from the Eurythmics, the Communards, and a bit of Billy Ocean, amongst others. I've got two tracks to take us up to that news at 8 o'clock, and the last one in this hour will be Queen and Thank God It's Christmas, which is a track written by May and Taylor from the band, and it was, well, it's true to say, rather savaged by some of the music critics. But so what, because it still spent 6 weeks in our chart, and it rose to number 21 just before Christmas in 1984. And just before that, we're going to have Feels Like Heaven from the Scottish new wave band Fiction Factory. And this track was written by two of its band members, Patterson and Jordan, who had originally meant to be writers for other artists. But in 1982, they decided to form their own band. Well, this would be really the band's one big hit. They did have one other minor one, but this one got to number 6 in 1984.
Heaven is closer now today. Twisting the bones until they snap. I scream, but no one knows. You say I'm familiar, cold to touch. And then you turn and go. Feels like heaven. Feels like heaven.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. 7.2 FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.